It's 55 degrees at a minute before noon. This is WHQR Wilmington, 96.7 Classical HQR and 91.3 HQR News. I'm Gina Gamboni, and this is the Midday Interview. In the studio today, I have the two artists whose work is exhibited right now in our gallery here at WHQR. The exhibition is called Memories of the Past, and it opens on Friday night at our Fourth Friday reception. The two artists I have here are Jason Parker. Hello, Jason.
Hi, how are you?
Good. How are you doing?
Good, good. Good to be here.
And Bradley Carter.
Hello, how are you?
Good. It's so nice to have you both here. Both of them have their art up right now in the gallery, and it's delightful to look at. Now, because I have two of you here, I'd like to just get right into hearing as much as I can from both of you about the work. Folks who want to hear more, of course, can come on Friday night and see it for themselves. Jason Parker, tell us about your work. You're a graffiti artist, and you use stencils and spray paint, etc. Tell us a little bit about the tools you use and about what inspires the work that you've created.
Music has always been the biggest inspiration mm-hmm. for me. So hip-hop, punk rock, skateboarding were a huge part of my life. They were my entire life in my adolescence, and that lended to graffiti. They mm-hmm. kind of held hands with graffiti. Fell in love with spray paint and wanted to figure out how to use it as a medium. And because I was always in bands, learning how to cut stencils was a cheap way to screen print so you could make stickers and t-shirts for whatever band you were in, or rip off your favorite band's t-shirt. And so I learned how to cut stencils that way, and then eventually made the transition to stencils. So.
And now, your graffiti is on canvases now, but it wasn't always.
No, I was a street writer at one time. So yes, there was a transitional phase where it was.
In a moment, I'm going to ask you about that transitional phase where you went from doing art that, you know, was basically illegal.
Yeah.
Into doing art that you could hang in a gallery, because that's quite okay. Interesting. Let me talk to Bradley for a moment here. Bradley Carter, abstract expressionist. Tell us about abstract expressionism. And I'm also interested to know, I know you went to art school, and how you were inspired to become an abstract expressionist.
With abstract work and abstract expressionism, it's more about the passion in it and... when you look at abstract art, how it relates to the individual. As we both look at a piece of art, we're both going to have a different interpretation of the abstract work because of our past, our histories. And that reflects on the piece back to us and how we view it. Going through art school, I mean, you go through all the phases of still life and figurative and doing all those things, but it probably hit me when first was introduced to Kandinsky's work and how powerful his line and color was. And it just kind of resonated with me, and it just... been carrying that ever since.
Mm. So you really like the fact that everyone who looks at your pieces is going to see something dramatically different.
Yes, very much so, because it's an emotional extension of myself, but where you grow up and the life you lead, it reflects on the work. And mm-hmm. the way that color or that line moves, it takes you back to when you were 10 and you went to the lake or something.
Right. Even what kind of day you're having could reflect on how
exactly.
you...
Exactly. Your emotions play a big part in how you... work with the work.
Right. For those of you who are listening, basically we have these two very different forms of art in here from Jason and Bradley. We have in Bradley's art, who was just speaking, the abstract expressionism, there is a lot of vibrant color that that's mixed with what I feel like are clouds. And that's just my labeling of, you know, it's like the it's not clouds, it's, but these colors are like bursting through some kind of white hole, like instead of a black hole, like I imagine like a white hole, and then, but the colors are bursting through. And then we have Jason Parker's work, which is much, much more black and white, although I don't know that it's completely black and white, but it's much more black and white and sharper lines, and more recognizable figures and words. There's words on the art as well. Jason, speaking of words on your art, let's get back to you for a moment. Jason Parker, the spray paint stencil artist. I know that you said that you do not generally, you don't do a lot of political work.
I try not to. I like to make something that's pretty to look at.
Mm-hmm.
Stencil art has kind of gained in popularity over the last decade, and most of that genre tends to have some type of political commentary, and I wanted to be different than that. So
just make it art for art's sake. Mm-hmm. You have one piece in the collection that we have here that is...
I did a piece when the Arab Spring was going on, and I wanted to make a comment about that because I'm into old machines, old technology, and there was that whole phrase, the revolution will not be televised, but the Arab Spring absolutely was, because now everyone has a video camera on their cell phone, and that kind of spoke to me. So I did a piece for that.
What is the piece called?
Arab Spring.
Oh.
And it's an 8mm camera, which was used pretty much to document Vietnam War and before.
Oh, I know which piece you're talking about. Mm-hmm. Okay, excellent. That's really interesting. I think a lot of... were you more into the political commentary when you were younger?
Yes, definitely with hip-hop and punk rock being influences. Yes.
Tell us about that. How did you transition from, you know, really being expressing your political feelings, expressing them in ways that could actually get you arrested, you know, if you were doing graffiti art out in the world? How did you transition from that to becoming an artist who could do work that was not illegal?
All aspects of my life made a transition about the same way, not exactly at the same time, but I think there was something that went through my head that said, I have a very strong feeling it's graffiti. If you're going to do it, you better be good, or it's just vandalism. I think that putting graffiti out there illegally so you can make something beautiful and put it in someone's face is a good thing. I don't exactly agree with vandalism. I couldn't get arrested again or anymore. And the same with skateboarding. I couldn't afford to get hurt anymore.
Right.
And with music, it was get better or stop.
Right.
It was ride or die.
Sure. So. All right. Bradley, could you tell us briefly about, you use acrylics. How do these colors come about on your paintings?
When I'm painting, there's no preconceived idea what the painting's going to be. And it's built up over weeks. And if you get close to the painting, you can go back and you can see the texture and the depth that goes behind the lines. So it's building them up, slow washes, different mediums.
Right. Yeah, you can see the layering. Now, these gentlemen both told me before we started today that there are some similarities between their works. And we're out of time, so I can't hear from them. You're going to have to come in for yourself on Friday night when we have the opening reception. Friday night at 6 o'clock. It's 12:06. Thank you.
Thank you.